We'll come out of recess and reconvene. We have a public hearing scheduled for the petition to amend and restate the petition to establish the Big Cedar Community Improvement District. The proposed amended petition includes additions and revisions to provide clarification of several provisions, including the term of sales tax qualifications of the members of the board, board representation, and board members, and detailed descriptions of the specific CID projects and improvements. On October 11th of 2022, the Taney County Commission adopted the CID presented by Big Cedar at that time. On February 7th of 2023, the petition to amend and restate was filed with the county. So at this time, I would open the public meeting up for representation of the CID amendment. Do we have a representative here?
Yes.
All right. Would you like to step forward? You can sit on one side. And we have also Mr. Elliott, Travis Elliott, representing Taney County.
So just to clarify the purpose of this amendment that has required us to come back to the commission was or is a clarification that was requested by our tax attorney, the bond tax attorney. And in the original list of projects that were submitted as the appendix to the original petition, the projects are all the same projects that we've currently identified, but in order for the tax attorney to be able to give the tax opinion, he required that projects that were going to be completed under the TDD be distinctive from those under the CID. So he required us to come back and clarify in more detail which ones qualify under CID and TDD. So the material change that's been made to the petition is really in elaborating on the detail and the structure of those projects. So that's been done, and then at the same time we added a representative to the board, an outside representative to be added to the TDD and the CID boards. So I believe that those represent the material changes to the petition.
In adding that representative, did you change your requirements for a board member a little from what it used to be, what it was originally?
It didn't change. There wasn't a change in the requirement. What we decided was that we would add to the board an outside representative. So we added the Regional Economic Development Commissioner to the board, and he replaced one of our prior board members.
And how many years is it the SID and the TDD goes for? How many years is it?
27.
27?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No more questions? Do you have any questions? Mr. Elliott, do you have anything to add?
No, I would just point out our office sent the commission and the county clerk the verification letter on March 3rd, and then we followed up with a letter last week about this public hearing, so that if the commission's had an opportunity to review those, that entails all of our comments.
Okay.
I think we've had a chance to read them all, and then also the public notices all went out as well. So.
Correct. Petitioner, okay. Have anything else to add?
Well, the one thing by public notices going out, it let me know that people read the paper still because we got many calls on it. I wanted to know why.
Is there anyone here in opposition or any public input at this time?
Mr. Elliott, is the essentially the motion would be made to approve the petition to amend. Is that correct?
So, I guess my request would be a motion to approve, and I know it's really long, but it's an order and ordinance approving a petition to amend and restate that whole title on the proposed.
So you want that as the motion, move to approve an order and ordinance?
Unfortunately, yes.
That's fine with me.
Okay. So before we do that, we will close the public hearing.
Yep.
Okay. Hearing any further discussion? Hearing none. Move to close the public hearing at this time. It is 10:06 a.m. We will reconvene with our regular part.
Move to approve an order and ordinance approving a petition to amend and restate the petition to establish the Big Cedar Community Improvement District pursuant to Section 67.1401-67.1571 RSMO, as amended, amending the Big Cedar Community Improvement District as a political subdivision, approving the appointment of the Board of Directors for the district, directing the County Clerk of Taney County, Missouri, to report the amendment of the district to the Missouri Department of Economic Development, and directing and authorizing county officials to take certain actions related to the same, and containing a severability clause.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have a cooperative agreement among the Taney County, the County of Taney, Missouri Big Cedar Community Improvement District, and Big Cedar LLC, number 23-030, Commission.
Assuming, Mr. Elliott, you would like the same motion reading the entire.
Make sure I have the right paper for the public hearing.
Nope. Here we go. We're on this one now.
It should just be a motion to approve
the cooperative agreement. They had the same paperwork in there twice for me. My fault, I'm sorry.
So it should be.
It's just the cooperative agreement by and between?
Yes.
Okay.
And there will be one for the CID and one for the CED separate items
right.
On the agenda.
Correct. Do you guys have any questions on this?
No.
Hearing none, I would entertain that motion.
Move to approve the cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and Big Cedar Community Improvement District and Big Cedar LLC.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is cooperative agreement among the Taney County, Big Cedar Transportation Development District, and Big Cedar LLC, number 23-30, Commission.
So this is essentially the same thing. It's just for the TDD as opposed to the CID. Any questions?
No questions.
Move to approve the cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and Big Cedar Transportation Development District and Big Cedar LLC.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next thing on the agenda is the county agreement between Big Cedar and Taney County for Highway 86 improvements, labeled number 23-023, Road and Bridge.
And this is essentially put out by MoDOT. It says that we are... What, permitting the developer and allowing the developer to make some of the improvements on 86 that correlates to our roads, is that correct?
Correct. So, I mean, the reason why the county is being asked to do this by MoDOT is because temporarily while the project is being done because of the intersection of the county roads and 86, it will implicate county right-of-way, and so it needs to be approved for that purpose, and then ultimately those improvements will be dedicated back to the county once the project is completed. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct.
But memory is correct, she wanted to be sure that it is not between MoDoc, it's between us and Big Cedar.
That's correct.
Yep.
I mean, just technically speaking, MoDoc was dropped because it is going to be a MoDoc sanctioned project.
Mm-hmm.
The agreement is a form of agreement that MoDoc uses whenever it's between an agency and MoDoc, but it has been redrafted in order to address this particular circumstance.
This is because it's between us and the developer.
Yes.
It is.
So, you guys have any questions?
I have none.
Move to approve the county agreement by and between Big Cedar and Taney County for the Highway 86 improvements, file number 23-023RB.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It's 10:11 a.m. We are scheduled for roundtable upstairs at 10:15, so we will be in recess.